Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And there's an unbelievable true story of how George Foreman went from winning the Olympic gold medal and the heavyweight championship to retiring to then returning to the ring 10 years later. The movie is out, folks. Big George Foreman, or it will be out starting Thursday. It's exclusively in movie theaters this Thursday, so get your tickets now. It's rated PG-13. Rob, you think you're going to check that out?
Absolutely. I told you I was a part of that. I watched the big fight with Michael Moore. I sat ringside, Chris, in Las Vegas for that. It was an unbelievable punch. I still remember it. George was getting hammered by Michael, way younger Michael Moore, making those ribs, barbecue ribs, you know what I'm saying? And then he knocked them out.
That's one of those moments. Thing that you don't lose is your power. Yep. You know what I mean? And Foreman obviously could take a punch because, like you said, he was getting pummeled and he'd be taking some big shots.
He was.
For those boxing fans out there, Rob, I think it was – remember Ron Lyle?
Yes.
He fought Ali. I think he had been in prison. He learned how to box in prison, came out. He's really big. Ali knocked him out, I think, in the 11th round in the 70s. Well, George Foreman and Ron Lyle, I believe it was Lyle, had an absolute knockdown, drag-out war. And any boxing fan, go check it out on YouTube. And they were just knocking each other all over the ring, and Foreman ended up winning. That was after he lost to LA or to Ali, and he became vulnerable. And that led to his life transformation, which you can check out in the movie Big George Foreman. Hey, we definitely would recommend it.
No doubt.
I saw it. It was great.
I want to say one thing to you real quick, and then we're going to talk about the Heat and the Bucks. Yep. But did you see the stat on the Bucks when they're down 3-1?
No.
Guess what their record is when they're down 3-1.
This is the history of the franchise?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say Owen. They haven't had a great history other than when Jabbar was there. I mean, you know, they were all right with Don Nelson. They probably, I'm going to say 0-6.
0-10. They haven't won a game when they're down 3-1.
How much of that is this current group or, you know, recent?
No, that's recently. All time. Bucks all time series record, Chris, when they're trailing 3-1. So when they're down 3-1, doesn't seem like there's fight back. And the organization, obviously different players, different times. You know what I mean? But right. It's just interesting that they're 0-10. And we saw Miami do this to them in 2020 in the bubble.
Yeah. I mean, this is a little different in that Giannis obviously missed the bulk of the first two games. But look, I'm not saying obviously
they should have won yesterday, though. They were a big.
They should have won yesterday.
They choked yesterday.
And in fairness to the Heat, I know it was early, but the Heat jumped on Milwaukee even when Giannis was there for that first game before he got hurt. So Miami plays hard. They're well coached. And Jimmy Butler, and we get to him. We'll get to the Bucks a little later, Rob, in the next segment. But
yeah, I just
want
to throw
now,
that stat out. Yep. It just jumped out off to me.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, not all the time. I think this is an example of how it's not true all the time. But Rob, most cases, that team that's up 3-1 is just better. You know what I mean? So yeah, of course they're gonna win 95% of the time or whatever because they're just the better team in getting that 3-1 lead. Not always the case. You saw Detroit beat Orlando when they were up 3-1 famously, and Tracy McGrady said he thought the series was over. Now, Tracy says he never said it. Didn't he come on this show and say
yes,
he never said
he
that?
He claimed it, yeah. Chris. What he said is, and I give Tracy credit, he said, let me hear the tape.
Right.
Because he didn't say it on tape, Chris, so there's no
were
tape
were you
of
there?
It. Yes, yes.
So nobody, this is, you know, Tracy McGrady didn't play in the Stone Age. I mean, they guys had recorders, you know that.
Yeah,
nobody was recording.
Whoever talked
probably
to him
erased
was,
it.
Was probably didn't save it. Like, it wasn't on TV camera.
I used to do that,
So if you do that, Chris, you don't hold all your interviews. You don't have enough tape to do that. So he's right. Nobody has a tape of him. But I remember writers coming in, you know, to the Pistons saying, you know what, Tracy McGrady thought the series was over. I swear. So I know that had to happen. I know.
Well, remember, and I'm not really defending him, but, Rob, you remember first round series used to be best of five.
It was that year.
And this was the next, right,
was
this was the first year. So, I mean, there's a little, he was a young kid, too, you know. I guess a little context, I guess.
But I guess, my only thing is, if you thought you won, I'm not saying you would have had a big celebration, but there would have been a little bit more to it than what it was.
Yeah,
you know what
in
I mean?
The locker room, other guys, coach would have said something.
He would have had a speech and said, oh my God, well, we're going on to the next round. You know what I mean? Like,
Rob, that was an interesting situation for so many reasons. Because one, Tracy was fantastic, and he really has good numbers in most of his playoff series, even though he never won one, so people rip him for that. But he never went on to win a playoff series. But Doc Rivers, Rob, who had been phenomenal in his first year, or I think it was year, this was his second year as a head coach, but maybe it was his third, but he had been great in Orlando initially. And Rob, that team, didn't they lose they lost something like 16 straight games to open the season? It was something crazy. Mm. And so Doc lost that series, that up 3-1, and then the next season started off horribly and was fired. So he had been there a while. He had 1, 2, 3, 4. It was his fifth. He was there fired in his fifth season. Rob, they started 1-10. So after Tracy said that, and I'm not blaming it on Tracy, obviously, but after Tracy said they thought they had won the series, they went on to lose 13 of their next 14 games, and it cost Doc Rivers his job in Orlando. So that was crazy. But let's get to Jimmy Butler, Rob. And I brought this up actually, obviously not knowing he was going to go for 56 points.
He was on his way to a big night, and you brought it up. But final yet. We didn't know he was going to have, 56?
The fourth highest scoring playoff game in history. Tied with a few guys, but Jordan with the 63 is number one. Elgin Baylor, 61. And then Donovan Mitchell, 57. We haven't seen that Donovan this year, that's for sure, against the Knicks. And then Jimmy Butler with 56. Tied, I believe, with Charles Barkley. But Rob, I brought it up, and I'm not really saying it's definitive yet, but I do think that Jimmy Butler is beginning to really make a case where you have to wonder, is this guy going to be a Hall of Famer? And I know he obviously doesn't have a championship, but everybody, of course, in the Hall of Fame doesn't. And I also think, Rob, people would look and say, well, obviously he's been very good in the regular season. But they might say, well, he just because he has become such a great player in the playoffs, and just for a little context on around that, Rob, little history for people, this series, he's averaging 36 points a game on 63% shooting. He's not a good three-point shooter. He's a 32% career three-point shooter, but he's shooting 53% from three this series against the Bucks,
which
and
is
the
ridiculous.
It's incredible. And the Bucks, Rob, got two players in Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez who will likely be on the All-NBA, All-Defensive team, first or second team. And then that's not to mention Giannis. Obviously, he's only played two of the games. But still, so he's doing it against one of the league's best defenses. Rob, last year, they got to the conference final. He averages 27 points a game in those playoffs. The year in the bubble, of course, he leads Miami to the finals, averages 26 points a game in those finals. Really battled LeBron. You know, I mean, he obviously couldn't play with LeBron, but he battled him about as best as you can. And so his playoff, when we say playoff Jimmy, it's a history there. And, Rob, I was looking at Reggie Miller, the great Reggie Miller, a top 75 player of all time, obviously in the Hall of Fame. Rob, Reggie Miller made 5 All-Star teams. Jimmy Butler's made 6. Reggie Miller made 3 All-NBA teams. Jimmy Butler's made 4 and might make 5, you know, depending on this year.
But where was Reggie? Was Reggie third team? Because all of Jimmy Butler's are third team.
Was it, I'm not sure. I mean, he was with Jordan. He certainly wasn't beating out Jordan.
No, I'm not saying that. But
I don't know off the top of my head. But I would guess second or third team.
Okay.
Most of those years. Jimmy made 5 all defensive teams. Reggie, none. Jimmy has 7 seasons where he averaged. So some of this is regular season, where he averaged 20 or more points a game. Reggie had 6 such seasons, and they both made it to the finals just one time. And, Rob, Reggie is most known, and I actually think what helped him really make him a superstar, make him a household name, and make him help this Hall of Fame case was his clutch moments. And the fact that he talked so much trash, it was entertaining. It was on the big stage at Madison Square Garden. He's going at it with Spike Lee. Now, he had other moments. I remember him against the Nets hitting some just mammoth clutch shots in the playoffs. You remember Detroit, Rob, with the big dunk against the Pistons. So my point is, his regular season numbers aren't like eye-pop, 18-3-3. Jimmy's the clutch. Jimmy's got these clutch moments too. So I think he's building the case.
I just think Reggie Miller, the things that work in his favor is that when he retired, he had made the most 3-point field goals. Now that's when he retired, Chris. So
right.
He had
and they didn't shoot as many back then. Right.
You know what I mean? So that was something at that point. And now, of course, he's fourth. But at that time, Reggie, that's something that he stood out with. When he retired, he was the all-time 3-point
And he's maker. One of the best shooters, even with, you know, 20 years later or whatever. He's still one of the best shooters ever.
Yeah, and he led the league 5 years, Chris, with free throws. Like, he was considered, like, one of those guys. And I'm not saying that Jimmy hasn't had a good career and you're stacking up and putting some things together. But I
get it.
Wonder.
You don't think of him, right? I've never really thought of him until we kind of.
And Reggie was also a part of Chris, the 50-40-90 club, which is exclusive, only a handful of players. I think Kyrie's made it twice. I think there's only like five or six players in that club. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Like Larry, yep. Like Larry Bird, Kyrie twice.
I think Nash did it.
Nash did it, and Reggie Miller. I mean, and that's 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90 from the free throw line, which is the
Reggie did his number. Stuff in 18 years. Jimmy's done it in 12. I think Jimmy, no one expected him to be a great NBA player. Let's just keep it real. I mean, Rob, he started in Chicago. He averaged 2 points as a rookie. Derrick Rose was the show. Even now, it's hard to think of Jimmy Butler being better than Derrick Rose, you know, having a better career than Derrick Rose. Obviously, it's because Rose was injured.
Right.
But, you know, Jimmy Butler wasn't supposed to be even close to this guy. It's interesting. I mean, like I said, I know certainly you don't think Hall of Famer, but I think I'm trying to look at it objectively. Now, one thing that could hurt him, Rob, is, you know, he's been injured a lot. Now, he hasn't been like Anthony. I mean, he's played, you know, a lot of seasons. This year, 64 games. Last year, 57 games. Year before that, 52. The bubble year, only played 58. 2018, 59. You know, he's only had one season where he's been over 70 games or played even 70 games. But Anthony Davis is like that. Now he's better than Butler. But, you know, we'll see. I just think trying to look at it objectively, I think this dude is building a case where I got to, you know, give him some consideration. So it's an interesting situation.
Yeah, I don't think he's crossed that threshold yet, but sure, be considered if he continues this pattern. Who knows? It's only year 12. He might win a championship. What if he wins one this year? That would change the whole narrative conversation.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, right? If he won this, I can't see that happening, but you're right. I mean, I didn't see them getting to the finals in the bubble either. So if he were to somehow win this, and look, they take out Milwaukee. You can't just say they got no shot, right? Milwaukee's the favorite to win the East.
Right, no, that would be a big domino out falling. And then why couldn't you? Because that was supposed to be Milwaukee's spot.
Right. All right, we'll get to the Bucks next.
And we want to apologize as we got a new studio that we can't get you guys involved today.
Yeah,
we'll get that straight.
And
out.
I think we've had some good questions, Rob. I mean, we always do, but the LeBron clutch question, Jimmy Butler, HOF.
Yeah, it would have been great to hear from our listeners on that stuff. But sorry about it, guys. Just hang in with us. We'll work through these new studio. It'll work out.
All right, keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Also, be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here on Fox Sports Radio, Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q, the reigning champion in natural men's health. Level up your strength, energy, and focus, guys, at Chalk.com. Use code DRAFT for 35% off any subscription for life. Chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com. Code DRAFT. Rob, you got a big announcement.
That means on Thursday that I'll be able to get a nice steak at Gallagher's and listen on the iHeartRadio app. I'll listen.
Oh, you're going to Gallagher's?
Yes. Yeah. On Thursday night. A rare night off in New York. Yeah.
What's the announcement? My wife and I went there probably about 4 months ago.
Okay.
Was delicious. Absolutely.
What'd you have? Filet or did you have something with a bone in it?
I probably had the ribeye. I usually get the ribeye. Yeah, yeah.
You need the bone.
We were going to see a show. It might have been the Michael Jackson show.
Oh yeah, you did mention that before when you guys went to see that show.
Yeah.
So you went to Gallagher's, had a big steak. Your wife a steak eater or she had chicken?
She will eat steak. She's pretty healthy. Yeah, fish, but she'll have a steak here and there.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what she had that night. But, enjoy that. Your announcement about this Bucks Heat series.
Well, my announcement is that I just think that the Heat are going to win. I think that's big. Yesterday's game, I really do. Like, that just turned the series for me. Like, they were down big. You know, they got Giannis back. It looked like, okay, Giannis is back in there. They're going to be fine, you know, and the world is good. And then to come back, storm back, and win the game the way that they did, and Jimmy Butler, and I just, and then the history with the Bucks, and we've seen this before. I don't know if they're the same team. You remember I picked Miami, Chris, on the show yesterday, and you were like, "Oh yeah, I don't know
right.
about that pick."
I thought you were.
You remember
crazy.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, and I said, I don't know what Giannis you're getting back. Now, he played fine, but I didn't know Jimmy Butler was going to play, out-of-body experience.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So now you got three to make one. It's the old NBA, Chris. You remember three to make two? Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Free throw. That was a low point in the NBA when they right. gave you three.
You give it for NBA players three free throws to make two. A lot of young people probably don't even know that.
They don't
existed,
even know
right?
that. It used to be three to make two. You got three chances to make two free throws. I don't. When did yeah. that? I just
how
don't
long
remember.
Was that? That was.
That was in the 80s, I remember, Chris.
Well, it was the 70s, I know. That's when I remember it, but yeah. I don't remember.
Three to make two. We'll look it up to give you the exact time. But anyway, I don't know. I don't have any confidence in Milwaukee now. I really don't. The way they gave that game up, that was a huge game, and getting back in the series, you get your star back. You're up by double digits.
You're going home for
game
five. Right,
you're going home. It turns the whole series to me.
Now, look, their backs are against the wall. Put a gun to my head, Rob, and I'm picking Miami. But I do give the Bucks a legitimate chance. This isn't one of those, hey, you never know, anything could happen. I do give them a legitimate chance to come back. They got to win three straight.
And win all three.
One reason, Rob, is that Miami's so inconsistent. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a clunker, probably game five, but they're going to have a clunker, and then you probably got to go, I'm assuming they have that clunker in game five. They're probably going to play well in game six in Miami, and we know that's not the greatest crowd in the world, but still, you got to go down there and win.
If they show up at all, Chris, they might show up at halftime.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy down there, but I guess there's a lot of other things to do, so that's understandable. But, the Bucks are backs against the wall. And, Rob, I mean, if you're a Lakers fan, if you're a Suns fan, really, to be honest, any of these teams that are, trying to win the championship, they have a legitimate shot, you want the Bucks out of there. Because if the Golden State.
If you're a Knicks fan,
I think that's the
Chris,
team they'd have
you want
trouble
the Bucks
with.
Out.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Right?
Could you imagine that? I think I would pick the Knicks over the Heat.
That's what I'm saying. It's like all of a sudden the whole dynamics change.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll see. Be great for the Heat if they can pull this off and end this thing. And end
but
the season
I know you like the Bucks most of the year and Giannis and the whole thing, Chris. How surprised are you? Obviously, he didn't get to play. In the first two games, right? In the first two?
Yeah. Well, he played the first one and got hurt. He played only 11
and then,
minutes.
Right.
And then missed two and three. So it is a little asterisk, I guess. I mean, not to take anything away from the Heat, but it's...
Right. They still got to get it done, but yeah. He didn't play.
Right. He didn't play.
How surprised are you
them.
That they're still in this? And I guess it's really... it was about last night because he came back and they had a double-digit lead late.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for them to lose that game. He had a triple-double, so he played fine. Right. There's no excuse. I mean, they split without him, Rob. It's not all on Giannis, obviously. Most of it's probably not on him. But the Rob, and I think you and I agree he's the best player in the world. But he does have deficiencies. And we all know he's not like a great shooter. He can shoot, he'll get hot. I mean, he's not even as good a shooter as LeBron. And so when you're late in a game, it's not like, he's Steph or he's even, again, LeBron or Kawhi or, for that matter, Jimmy Butler. Or most of these other great players, Luka, guys, Rob, that you can give it to him and feel confident in saying, get me a bucket. I mean, yeah, if he can get to the hole, he's going to get you a bucket or a foul and maybe hit the free throws. But he's not going to – how much confidence do you have in him pulling up in the mid-range? Obviously he's not going to really hit a three. He doesn't shoot threes that well. So as great as he is, and again, I think he's the best player in the world – there's some deficiencies there. And it came out last night. So we'll see. I'm not writing them off, but Rob might be right on this one. He's got them dead to rights. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are continuing here. And we got our man Antonio Daniels up. So we'll talk some NBA with him. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We welcome in our man, the NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, Antonio Daniels. Antonio, what's up, brother?
Yo, yo.
Fellas, what's going on?
We're sorry to get to you so late. We're going to try to keep you a few minutes later.
We got
to
give you as much time as we can, yep.
Yeah, we're in these new studios, and things are kind of going haywire. But let's get to it. Jimmy Butler, 56 points last night. Let's start with him. I'm sure Rob will ask you about the Bucks and their precarious position. But what is it? He denied it last night. I mean, he kind of laughed it off. It's not a thing, this playoff Jimmy. But it is a thing. He is, right. I mean, he's a very good player in the regular season. He becomes like a top 10 player in the playoffs. What is it about a guy, and maybe have you played with guys or even played against guys that just got much better in the bright lights of the playoffs?
For me, I think the mindset is different in the postseason. Obviously, there's more on the table. There's more responsibility, accountability, more eyes, but also there's more rest. Right? Yeah. There's no back-to-backs. There's no three games in four nights. You know, the travel is not as bad. So you get an opportunity to kind of zone in a little bit more. And I heard him kind of push it to the side, you know, the whole playoff Jimmy thing.
Right.
And it is a thing. It really is a thing. Because if you think about Jimmy Butler in the postseason, it's a crazy thing. We had a guy call in our SiriusXM show last week and tell me and my co-host we were crazy for talking so good about Jimmy Butler because he never shows up in the postseason. Which kind of makes you wonder how much people actually watch basketball.
Right.
Absolutely. And that guy's calling an NBA show, you know what I mean?
Right.
What? Like,
right.
Golly,
and the thing is, his postseason presence is amazing to me. Like, Chris, I believe you said that maybe in the postseason he becomes a top 10 player, and I think that's a valid statement.
Let me ask you about the Bucks and what happened, Lucy, last night, because they get Giannis back, they got double-digit lead, and they choke that one down. That's a series-changing loss right there to me. I mean, that's a huge...
They done, in your opinion?
Yeah, where are you on?
No, I don't. I don't think they're done. I do feel like Milwaukee has a team constructed to win three games in a row. Obviously, it's not going to be easy. But for me, and I felt this way after game three, I felt like there was some organizational arrogance that came along with sitting Giannis back-to-back games. Mm. I felt that they felt, meaning Milwaukee, that they were good enough to, if they lost game three, which they did, to then come back with Giannis and then win game four. So I felt like there was some organizational arrogance that came along with sitting Giannis a little bit longer than maybe they thought they could get away with doing that with Miami. Because any way you look at it, any way you break it down, no one saw Jimmy Butler going for 56 last night, even after the great first quarter he had. No one thought that when that game was over, we would be talking about the fourth highest scoring playoff game in the history.
Right.
So you don't anticipate those things. Also, this game is about matchups. And with all due respect to Brooke Lopez, because he was great yesterday offensively, this is why I am never in favor of a quote-unquote one-trick pony winning Defensive Player of the Year. Because versatility matters. What they're doing is playing into the strength of the Miami Heat. Putting Brook Lopez in drop coverage, now you have guys coming up and pop-shotting. Right? Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Herro when he was playing, Kyle Lowry, Caleb Martin, all these guys, they're in drop coverage because as good as Brook Lopez has been offensively, his feet aren't going to get faster, right? So now you don't have a roster constructed to guard certain things. That's why I've never been in favor of a guy that simply protects the rim in this era of NBA being Defensive Player of the Year.
No, that's fair. I mean, Boston gives them fits defensively as well. You know, even though they're a great defensive team, Boston gives them trouble. And obviously, the Heat, these perimeter teams can kind of exploit Brook to some degree.
Well,
the Lakers last night, I thought it was a I call it a masterpiece by LeBron. It was a strange one because there were long stretches where he was very inactive outside of rebounding.
Right.
His defense was good, right? But I thought, Antonio, he was tired because now, you know, you're only getting one day rest in between these games. And I thought if Memphis won that game, it could be the Lakers could be in some trouble just because now they're playing every other day. Did you think fatigue might have been a factor? And I mean, this series is likely going to go the Lakers' way. But do you think that could be something that Memphis tries to capitalize on in these last three games?
Here's what was impressive to me about last night's game is I'm sitting there watching that game, and I think Stan Van Gundy actually commented on it. There was a time in the third quarter where LeBron James or Anthony Davis, they weren't involved offensively at all. And to me, this is what makes the Lakers dangerous. Anthony Davis has been up and down like crazy as far as energy is concerned, his motor. Yesterday, he was not very good at all in the totality of the minutes that he played. We can look at the fact that LeBron James had a 20-27 game, but it's not like LeBron James was great either.
Right.
And they still won the game. Because now you have guys like Austin Reeves, who LeBron James trusts incredibly. You have guys like
D'Angelo was big last night.
You have guys like D'Angelo Russell. Yep. You know, you have guys that are making plays. So now, this isn't a LeBron James constructed roster where whoever gets the rebound, like, okay, get the ball to LeBron. Everybody get the ball to LeBron. LeBron is getting rebounds and outletting the ball to Austin Reeves. LeBron's getting a rebound and outletting the ball to D'Angelo Russell. So what you see with the Lakers now is, even if Anthony Davis's motor is low, which seems to be every other game, they can still offset that with the growth and the progression from other guys. That's a dangerous team to me.
Yeah, I don't look at them the same way that you do. I looked at this series as not just Ja getting hurt. They lost the first game in L.A. where they shot like 6 for 40, which will never happen again, like to start the game. And even in this game, the last game, and you talked about what LeBron was able to do, it took them overtime to even win that game. And then LeBron and them had a golden opportunity in game two without Ja, and they got their heads handed to them. I just look at the series totally different. Like they haven't been that impressive to me. And you just gave them the...
No, LeBron, I agree with that. I can agree with that. I'm not saying they've been incredibly impressive. But the thing for me, at this time of the year, I don't care how impressive it is. I just care that you win. Because there are teams that have played very well and lost. And I would better be non-impressive and win than very impressive and lose.
Antonio,
so what the
Lakers
have now, even not being impressive, Rob, is they have a 3-1 lead on not being impressive. So then what? Think about how this team looks if they are impressive.
Before you go, Antonio, we got about a minute for your answer. There's lots being made of the Suns having to play Kevin Durant 44 minutes, Booker 43, Chris Paul 39. How big of a difference is 3 minutes in an NBA game? Like the difference between if Chris Paul was playing 35 minutes, I don't know that people would be complaining. If Kevin, I mean, 40, anytime over 40, people might say something. But, you know, it is 3-4 minutes that big of a difference where people should be alarmed at these minutes?
See, for me, it's not the minutes. I know for myself in watching these games. But I'm watching Phoenix, and I see a team that I picked to come out the West and to win it all, and they look beatable. Because the thing that they haven't looked on the same page to me. And there comes a point in NBA games where talent takes over. right? But if you watch the Phoenix Suns team play, it's a lengthy amount of time where Kevin Durant is standing in the corner or Devin Booker is standing in the corner. It almost has the Kyrie Irving Luka feel to me.
Where or even like, okay, Kyrie and Durant last year against Boston.
Exactly. Where it's like, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn. It's a matter of time before that talent just kicks in and then kind of elevates you. So what's scary is what happened when Phoenix runs into a team that is clicking chemistry-wise, camaraderie-wise, on both sides of the basketball. That's what's problematic for me.
All right. That's our man, Antonio Daniels. Great stuff as always, brother.
Appreciate you.
For sure. Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, peace. More Eye Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRight.com studios. And be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio. Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, you'll have insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, Big Noon Kickoffs Rob Stone, and they'll all have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first round draft pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q, the reigning champion in natural men's health. So level up, brothers, with your strength, your energy, and your focus at Chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com. Use code DRAFT for 35% off any subscription for life, C-H-O-Q.com, code DRAFT. Rob, De'Aaron Fox going to play tomorrow night in Game 5 against the Warriors. He'll have a splint on his, just the tip of his finger, which is fractured on his shooting hand. And Robbie was shooting around the day. And I mean, this is take it or leave it, but one reporter said that he saw him go 1-for-6 from 3-point land with the splint. He's obviously getting used to it.
Right. It's going to be an adjustment.
It'll be a little bit of a factor, but he's still got that speed. He's not a great three-point shooter, even though he's hit some big threes, obviously, in this series. That's not his game. He's only a 32% three-point shooter. He's more getting to the hole or in the mid-range. And, you know, he's a professional, so I think he'll be able to adjust to some degree. But look, bottom line, Rob, if you're a Warriors fan, they need to go in and get this game. You got to get one in Sacramento. The best one to get psychologically, Rob, is the game where their star is injured, right? And so
you would think so.
You lose that, I think you give an advantage to Sacramento mentally.
I agree. I think that is a huge game, especially if he's not right. If they win that game, Chris, and he's not right, I mean, what?
Right. If he comes out and drops 30, then, hey, it's just a regular game. He's obviously playing well.
But if he's scuffling and they still win or beat you, then I don't know how you're going to think anything other than it's going to be a hard day.
I mean, I wouldn't write them off because, you know, they could win a game 7 there, but they need to get this one, game 5, and then close it out at home in 6. All right, an hour left. All right, couple, lock it.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.